Morning, everyone.
Morning.
My beloved brothers and sisters and honored guests and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，还有我们亲爱的朋友们，我们的这么宝贵的客人，我们欢迎你。
Maybe you know already that 2016, our church vision and mission is arise and shine, be glorious. Victorious.
也许大家都知道，2016年我们希望爱教会的意向和使命是兴起发光，做得胜者。So
every first Sunday of the month, I would preach such message.
所以在每个月的第一个主日，牧师要跟我们分享这一方面的信息。
The whole series is just to encourage and to edify people how we to be glorious, to be victorious, to be arise and shine.
在这整个信息就是要鼓励我们的弟兄姊妹，能够真的是把握神的恩典，做一个得胜者，来为神发光。
The first Sunday I shared the message, arise and shine, proclaim the land. From the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11:8-12. Let me read to you and my wife read it to you in Chinese. You shall therefore keep the whole commandment that I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and take possession of the land that you are going over to possess.
在经文中，主耶稣这么说的：“所以你们要守我今日吩咐你们一切的诫命，使你们得刚强壮胆，得以进去得你们所要得的那块地。”And
that you may live long in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them and to their offspring, a land flowing with milk and honey.
并使你们的日子在耶和华向你们列祖今世应许给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长寿。
For the land that
这是牛奶与蜜之地。
For the land that you are entering to take possession of, it is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot, like a garden of vegetables.
你们要进去得地的那个块地，本来不像你们出来的埃及地，因为在埃及的时候，你们需要撒种，你们需要用脚浇灌，浇灌太原一样。But
the land that you are going over to possess is the land of hills and valleys, which drinks water by the rain from heaven.
Hallelujah. 但是你们要进去得地为业的那块地，乃是有山有谷、雨水之地。哈利路亚。
A land that the Lord your God cares for, the eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常的看顾那地。
When I hear this message is the first month of the year. I really felt just like this Bible verse said. This is exactly what happened in 2015. That we did not sow the seed nor water the garden.
我们既没有撒种，也没有用脚踩轮子去取水。
Instead, we drink water from the rain of heaven.
取代的是我们是饮用天上所赐下来的雨水。
Sometimes we see Egypt is the world.
有时候我们看埃及像世界一样。
But we are into the promised land.
但是我们已经进入那应许之地了。
You see the difference between Egypt and promised land?
你能够看到埃及和应许之地的不同吗？
Egypt is like a garden of vegetables.
埃及就像一个小菜园一样的。
But promised land is land of hills and valleys flowing with milk and honey.
但应许之地还是有山有谷、雨水滋润、牛奶与蜜之地。
And in Egypt, you sow the seed and water it by foot.
在埃及，你要撒种，你要用脚踩水轮浇灌。
But in promised land, you drink the water, even eat the food by the rain from heaven.
但是在应许之地，我们喝的水。 跟吃的食物都是从天降甘霖而得的。
In Egypt, you don't know, you're not sure what you're going to get, the yield.
在埃及，你不确定你有一年能够丰收多少。
But it's guaranteed yield in promised lands.
但是在应许之地却是蒙福丰收的。
That's why the Lord wants us to come out of Egypt.And he has his eyes always upon the promised land that he has set forth for us.
神的眼目却是时常在应许之地看顾那地。
Oh, I like that message.
哦，我真的是非常的喜欢这个信息。
It was the first message this year.
这是第一我们余牧师分享第一个信息关于。
Because we moved in this place.
因为我们搬到这个地方
this beautiful sanctuary,
这个很美的大堂里面
and we think this is the Lord's favor for us.
我们看到这是神给我们的恩宠
We have valley, we have hills.
我们有山有谷
and we have waters. When it's rain outside, we get a rain inside.
我们也有水当外面下雨的时候我们里面也在下雨
And I know very well that this is theGod's favor for us.
我们很清楚的知道这是神给我们的恩惠。
He's been looking upon this for us for a while, for a long, long time.
神已经是这样子的来预备我们，看顾我们，为我们预备这一切。
The second time I preached, to him who is victorious will give eat from the tree of life from Revelation 2:1-7.
在二月份，牧师用启示录二章一到七节分享的信息是：得胜者必吃生命树的果子。
To the angels of the church, Ephesians write, the word of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands.
这些经文你说，约翰，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者。说那右手拿着七星在七金城金灯台中行走的说
I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false.
我知道你的行为，你能够劳碌，也能够忍耐。我也知道你不能够容忍恶人。你也曾查验那些自称为使徒的，他们却不是使徒，看得出他们的假行为来。
I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary.
你也能够忍耐，也曾为我的名劳苦，也不觉得疲乏困倦。
But I have this against you that you have abandoned the love you had at first.
然而有一件事情我要责备你。就是你把那起初的爱心离弃了。
Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent.
所以你应当要审查你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改从起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Yet this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
然而有一件事情你还是可取的，就是你恨恶尼哥拉党一党人的行为，这也是神所恨恶的。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就当听。得胜的，神必将乐园中生命的果实赐给他吃。
Oh, how lovely! We can eat it from the tree of life.
这多好啊！我们可以从生命树的果子来吃。
Earlier, we ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
以前在伊甸园中，我们是吃了分别善恶树的果子。
Sometimes.I couldn't wonder what's wrong with the fruit of the good and evil the knowledge.
有时候我常会想，有什么这个分别善恶树的果子有什么不好？
But actually, it originally it means you become judgmental.
在原始的经文里面告诉我们，善恶树的果子是让我们会对别人有很多的批评。
Oh, do you like my hair?
你喜欢我的头发吗？
Somebody say you don't look good.
有人说那不好看嘞。
You like my ties?
你喜欢我的领带吗？
Oh, your color is my, not my style.
那颜色不是我的。
So this is knowledge of good and evil.
这就是我们为什么吃了善恶树果子所产生的结果。
Yes.
是的。
Okay.Last time I released the message of the victorious church of Smyrna from Revelation
2:8-11.
And to the angels of the church in Smyrna write the words of the first and the last who died and came to life.
天使对约翰说，你要写信给士美拿的教会的使者，说那首先的、末后的、死过又活过来的说。
I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who said that they are Jews and are not, are a synagogue of Satan.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你其实你是富足的。也知道他自称为是犹太人所说的毁谤的话，其实他们不是犹太人，他们是撒旦之会的人。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. But faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
你将要受的苦。不要害怕，魔鬼要将你们中间的几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必要遭患难，受苦十日，但你们不要忠心至死。我就把那生命树的冠冕，生命的冠冕赐给你们。
Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death.
圣灵向众教会所说的话。有耳就当听，得胜的就必不受第二次的死。
I like that word, conquers.
我喜欢那句话，征服。
It means you overcome.
那意思说你克服了你自己的困难。
You are victorious.
你是得胜的。
I remember one day a pastor said.
我记得有一次有个牧师这么说。
You must be joyful.
你一定是个很喜乐的人。
Sometimes you feel like you cannot.
有时候你会不会觉得你喜乐不起来？
You must be victorious.
你一定要做一个得胜者。
Sometimes you don't feel it that way.
但是有时候你却做不到。
And the pastor said, you must fake it until you make it.
牧师说你要装，也要装到你装到成真的，装成真的。
So in our life, we all have all kinds of tribulations, up and downs.
所以在我们的一生中，我们是有各样的困难，高高低低的。
I tell you what.
我告诉你。
I sometimes go to sleep at night.
有时候晚上睡不着。
Oh, many, many things troubles me.
很多事情在我的心中困扰。
Oh, a lot of troubles.
很多的困难。
But I always put on a smile.
但是我一定放上我的。
A smiling face.
我的笑脸。
I fake it until I make it.
装到我真的变成一个快乐的人。
So if you don't look good in people's eyes,
假如你在人的眼中是一个不好看的。
Oh, I tell you.
我告诉你。
Just stand firm.
站直。
Raise your cheek.
把你的。
Oh, make your breast to just stand up.
把你的下巴抬起来。
Oh, be strong. Be bold. Because make it, fake it until you make it.
刚强壮胆，装到你真的是变成这样的人。
Oh, like I have said over and over that all men have one first and one death physically.
就像我一再说的，我们人的肉体必有一次的死，也有一次的生。
The second death will be eternal death in hell.
但是第二次的死就永远在地狱中了。
For children of God, we will not be hurt by the second death because we will have eternal life.
神的儿女必不自受第二次的死。因为我们都有永恒的生命。
How do you like that?
你喜欢吗？
Amen.
Amen.
And it says you are going to wear the crown.
圣经上说。
Crown of life.
圣经上说我们都要戴冠冕。 生命的冠冕。
I see a lot of people wear a crown here.
我看到很多弟兄姊妹戴着。
Because it says in the Bible, the Lord is going to give a just do a little sense, He will give you a crown.
我看到弟兄姊妹戴着冠冕，圣经上面告诉我们说，只要我们愿意。
Psalm 65:11 You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance.
诗篇65:11说，你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径上都滴满了自由。这个是年岁的冠冕。
So I see some of you wear the crown of abundance and bounty.
所以我看到我们很多的弟兄姊妹在这里是戴着年岁的冠冕。
Psalm 103:4 Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns with you with steadfast love and mercy?
在诗篇103:14说，他救赎你的命运，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，所以是一顶仁爱和慈悲的冠冕。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 12:4 An excellent wife is the crown of the husband.
箴言书12:4说，才德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕，丈夫的冠冕。
Hey, all right. You're wearing a crown, and your wife will be a crown. Hallelujah.
Yeah, May going to wear the crown.
In Proverbs 16:31 gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness.
在箴言书16:31讲说，白发是荣耀的冠冕，在公义的路上必然得着。所以，我们中间有很多荣耀的冠冕。
I used to have a crown of splendor. I have gray hairs, but I dye it. Hey,
我本来也有，我本来也戴着荣耀冠冕的，但是因为我把白头发染黑了，所以。
2 Timothy 4:7-8 I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
提摩太后书4:7-8那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
我们还在努力那公义的冠冕。And Hebrews 2:7 You made him for a little while lower than the angels.You have crowned him with glory and honor.
希伯来书2:7说，你叫他比天使微小一点，赐给他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
James 1:12 Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
在雅各书1:12说，忍受试探的人真是有福的，因为他经过试验之后必得着生命的冠冕。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:5 it says, An athlete is not crowned unless they compete according to the rules.
提摩太后书2:5说，人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
So if you want to win the crown, we have to follow the rules.
所以我们要得到冠冕，我们就要照着圣经的准则，我们才能够得到那冠冕。
What are those rules?
这是什么规矩呢？规定呢？规则呢？
Read the Bible.
读圣经。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And the last, Philippians 4:1 says, Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown.
这里书4:1说，我所亲爱的，所想念的弟兄们啊，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
You are my crown. You are my joy.
你们都是我们的喜乐，都是我们的冠冕。
Today I'd like to share a rise and shine descendants of Zion from Isaiah 62:1-4
今天牧师要用以赛亚书62:1-4来分享锡安的儿女要兴起发光。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness go forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch.
经文上说，我因锡安必不寂寞，为耶路撒冷必不息声。 直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯照亮。
The nations shall see your righteousness, all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give.
列国必见到你的公义，列王必见到你的荣耀，你必得到新的名称，这是耶和华亲口说的。
You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God.
你在耶和华的手中要作为华冠，在你神的掌上要必作为冕旒。
You shall no more be turned forsaken, and your land shall be no more be turned desolate. But you shall be called my delight is in her, and your land merit. For the land delights in you have a bed, and your land shall be merit the earth.
你并不再称为撇弃的，你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为国所喜悦的，你的地也必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归他。以上是以赛亚书六十二章一到四节经文。
Can we go to the second slide? Okay, you see that? That's the crown of beauty.
你看到？
That's the,
你看到了？那是
diamond. That's the
美丽的冠冕，冕旒。
We are going to wear.
这是我们将来有一天到天上要戴的。
Okay, we go back to verse 1-3.
那我们回到圣经的经节一到三节。
The coming righteousness and glory of Zion.
西安即将带到的公义与荣耀。
He says, "I will not rest until the righteousness goes forth as brightness."
神说我必不休息，直到公义如光照亮。
Isaiah prophesied in a time when Jerusalem was still a functioning city, but was spiritually corrupt.
先知以赛亚发这个预言的时候，耶路撒冷是一个正常运作的城市，但他百姓的灵力却已经颓废消沉了。
And he looks forward to the time when Jerusalem is desolate because he has been conquered by the Babylonians.
在这里，以赛亚从异象中看到耶路撒冷因为被巴比伦征服统治而日渐荒凉。
And prophetically speaks comfort and assurance to her discouraged and downcast citizens.
先知就对颓废的百姓说出安慰和应许的话。
The Lord assures them that He will not rest until Jerusalem is restored in shining righteousness.
神保证他们绝不休息，直到耶路撒冷恢复公义，如光照亮。
And also the Gentiles shall see your righteousness.
世人也要见到神的公义。
Oh, when God lifts up your Zion, then the nations see and brought to trust in the Lord themselves.
当神升高锡安的时候，万国要看到神的作为，转而信靠他。
Zion means church.
西安就代表教会。
Jerusalem sometimes means God's people.
耶路撒冷有时候是代表神的子。
God's city.
神的城市。
So the work God would do for Jerusalem was intended to have an effect for more than just Jerusalem, but would extend to the Gentiles and unto all kings.
所以神的工作不是只是在耶路撒冷。而是神要使用耶路撒冷来影响更多的外邦人和世上的君王。
All the peoples are corrupted.
甚至有些人已经败坏了。
But the Lord said you should be called by a new name.
神说你必须有，你要有一个新的名字。
So you will name yourself, you give yourself whenever the God reveals to you a new name.
所以你可以有一个新的名字，无论神怎么样的来启示你，你可以有一个新的名字。
Jerusalem will be so transferred that he will be called by a new name.
耶路撒冷已经被神转化了，所以神要为耶路撒冷及圣城取新的名字。
Since the Lord is the author of the transformation, he is also the author of the new name.
神是转化的神，所以神也会为耶路撒冷取新的名字。
So you shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the God.
所以你也会有荣耀的冠冕在神的手中。
It's not saying God is to put a crown on your head. He said you will become a crown of beauty.
不是说你要得到一个冠冕，而是说你就会变成神的冠冕。
Jerusalem will be so special to God that He will regard it as a crown of glory.
耶路撒冷圣城是神所看重的，是荣耀的华冠。
Sometimes we may be familiar with the idea that we will receive a crown.
有时候我们会期待将来我们要领受冠冕。
Consider that we will be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord.
想想看，我们在神的手中要成为荣耀的冠冕。
Oh, I feel good about this.
哦，我实在非常的高兴。
The Lord is going to give me a new name.
神要给我一个新的名字。
Oh, nobody can call me anything wrong or call my name because the Lord gave me a name.
别人不再随便给我乱取绰号。
The name is so special.
别人不再随便给我取绰号，我的名字是从神来的一个新的名字。
Because the Lord has found favor in the eyes of me.
因为神已经给我恩宠了。
The verse is 4, the Lord rejoiced over Zion.You shall no longer be termed forsaken. Original is Azuba, which is King Jehoshaphat's mother's name.
你既不再被撇弃，原文阿苏巴是约沙玛王母亲的名字。
Jerusalem knew the experience of war and defeat and desolation.
耶路撒冷经历过征战、战败和荒凉。
God's people knew what it was like to feel forsaken and desolate. So it is as if they could take those names.
神的子民知道被撇弃及荒凉的感受，他们有时候甚至误以为那撇弃跟荒凉就是他们的名字。
But you shall be called Hapazeba.
但是你却要被称为 Hapazeba.
And your name Belur.
你的名字叫 Belur.
Hapazeba means he has delight in you.
Hapazeba.意思是说，我称为是我所最爱的，我的心腹。
The letter means you were married.
本论的意思是我的心腹。
The day of forsaken and the desolate will pass. There will come a time when Zion and God's people will know that God's delight in them.
废弃、荒凉，有一天都会过去的。西安及神的百姓。都要蒙神的悦纳的时候已经快到了。
There is one time, you know, we have a healing room ministry in this church.
你们知道我们有医治释放施工在我们教会里面。
Every Thursday night and Saturday morning, we have a healing room ministry here and pray for people in need.
在礼拜四的晚上和礼拜六的早上，我们会有需要的人做医治的祷告。
So sometimes when I have time, I like to read Bible while sitting there or waiting for people to come.
牧师在这个healing room里面，他就是常常坐在那边读圣经。
There is one time, one lady came and the director asked me to pray for that lady.
有一天有一个姐妹来，所以我们的 director 就点牧师说，请牧师为这个姐妹祷告。
I happen to read.Isaiah 62:1-4. I asked her, what do you want me to pray for you?
我问她说，我可以为你祷告什么？
And she said, you tell me.
她说你看呢。
It's kind of difficult, right?
如果你问我，你随你说，那就是很困难的事情。
Then I gave her these four verses.
我就把这四节的经文念给他听。
She burst into tears.
他一边听一边流泪。
She said, Hapazeba and Belur were heard quite often when she was a little girl.
他说刚才这个两个字是他很小在小女孩的时候，在教会里面常常听到人家提起的两个字。
Years gone by, she feels forsaken and desolate.
经过年月的摧残，他觉得他自己的生命的境况和内心的境况好像就是被抛弃及荒凉的。
Now she realized that she has a new name.
现在他体会到那个晚上，他体会到神给了他一个新的名字。
The bride of the king.
是基督的心腹。
She wears a crown of beauty and royal diadem. She is loved and protected.
他头上戴着华冠及冕旒，他是 神同在环绕的。
Don't we all have a new name?
我们不都有个新的名字吗？
Don't we all wear crowns?
有一天我们都要戴着冠冕。
Whichever name you want, God gives you.
你要戴着神所赏赐给你的冠冕。
And the name.
和姓名。
So, we again say, Lord, you are great Lord.
所以我们要说我们的神是恩典的神。
You are King of all kings.
是王上王中之王，王上。
You are Lord of all lords.
主中主上之主。
You are Yeshua Hamashiach.
他是耶和华是。
You are Adonai, you are El Shaddai.
他是 Adonai El Shaddai.
But you have a Pashek Adonai.
Adonai.
He is worthy of praise.
他是恩典的神，够配我们来赞美的。
Let's bow our heads.
那我们低头祷告。
How about Father, we thank you.You are so great to us. So again, ask for your favor for us. Thank you for being with us, lead us, guide us. You are the Lord. You are in charge. We thank you. And give all the glory. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's be standing. We'll sing the feedback song. Thank you.
谢荣耀归你，是那又真又活的神，感谢神，赞美神，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
来吧，该做的事情就早点去做完，不然的话应该会你是和你十五分才开始的哈。好，那我们感谢主，今天是大喜的日子哈，我们有很多朋友在我们中间。那我来简单的报告一下，下个礼拜的小组贝利小组休息，其他的小组都照样的进行哈。那我们礼拜二的早上，我们有加勒小组在哈辛顿哈。礼拜二的晚上，我们在这里有祷告会，我真的要鼓励大家来祷告。如果你真的有困难，你觉得在礼拜二的晚上出来对你讲是一个很困难的事情，你可以跟牧师联络，他可以教你怎么用 Skype 跟我们一起祷告哈。真的是一个很蒙神的事，如果你能够参加祷告会，是很蒙神的。然后我们的刚才我们在讲道中特别讲到的礼拜四跟礼拜六的晚上，我们有医治施工，所以如果你有知道的朋友有护士的话，就带他来这边接受祷告，因为是用英文的。We have healing ministry here every Thursday and Saturday morning. So if you know somebody, don't you know, that's it. You can bring them here, and we'll be glad to pray for them. That's our Thursday night and the Saturday morning ministry. 好，那我们礼拜五也很忙哈，礼拜五我们有早上有姐妹小组。那晚上有三个小组，贝利小组、青年小组跟家庭小组都在礼拜五晚上，所以你可以看看你是最适合参加哪一个小组的哈。那你可以来参加这礼拜，因为我们的家庭小组是隔一个礼拜，所以这礼拜五的晚上我们有家庭小组，可能在我们小组长班里教家里面哈。那大家可以到那个微信上面去报名，而且只有家庭小组有聚餐，所以你们参加家庭小组有是一家一菜，还有其实姐妹小组也有吃饭。好，那牧师还有没有什么需要？
对，他是忘了给你放一个麦克风。
哦，没有关系，大家都睡觉了，对呀，
你录不到，
一早没。这样好，
我们要
看
欢迎的。
对，然后还有一点就是7月20号到23号在生命和灵粮堂有成长的特会，我们欢迎大家去。如果你去的话，一个人除了牧师跟师母之外，报名的一人100块。OK， 好，那我们就来看欢迎的。我们先来欢迎吧。我们一起哈拍手，因为我们今天有太多来参加美英婚礼的新朋友哈，所以我们一起拍手来欢迎他们。
Glory to God. Thank you.